You're listening to the Miniature Podcast. My name is Ryan, and I'm the Useless Wizard. Today we have a return guest, Chris Suri. Chris is involved in the next round of the Art of books by Dave Taylor. Being one of the contributing artists, he reached out and asked if we'd be interested in talking to him about the book. I, of course, said yes, and I hope you enjoy the interview. Welcome back to the Miniature Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us. Today's guest is Chris Suri. How's it going, Chris?
Going well. How are you, Ryan?
I'm doing great. So today's interview is about the art of Chris Suri, which is one of three books that are coming on an upcoming Kickstarter by Dave Taylor. I've got the first three books from round one. This is going to be round two. So for those people who have maybe never heard of you or don't know a whole lot about you, you've got a book coming out. So tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do in the miniature community and like why you're involved with this book.
Like Ryan said, my name's Chris. I've been a miniature artist, I would say, for the last decade. I used to do some kind of art stuff in high school, mainly drawing and stuff like that in college. And then when I went to medical school, I didn't have time for anything like that. So that all just went away. And then once I got into residency, I started playing like tabletop games with friends and stuff like that. Really enjoyed that. And actually even did that competitively for a while. But then, you know, started having kids, a life, had work, and just couldn't dedicate time anymore to going to hanging out with the guys and being good at the game. So that's when I started turning to painting my armies more and wanting to do that, and started entering competitions with P3, which has this open system. And so the first time I went in the P3, I got a bronze with some probably fairly crappy painted models. And Matt DiPietro was kind enough to take me aside and be like, okay, here's how you get better. And I just started working on it. Right now, over the last couple of years, I would say I'm probably getting most known for dioramas. But I'm also, along with that, I think the thing that captures a lot of people's interest and stuff like that is I'm fairly decent at doing a story with them. So like there's more to investigate when you look at my dioramas. I'm fairly good at like helping you get that kind of emotional connection to the piece, and I think that's what people like, you know. It creates this this idea called longevity, and that's how come like tend to kind of bounce around in your head more and make them more interesting. So, yeah, I think that's why Dave kind of picked me.
That's awesome. So it's really exciting to see these types of books coming out from a personal perspective, because I really like learning about the artists themselves and their process and their mindset when it comes to miniature painting. And that's exactly what these books are doing. So for me, these are perfect. Can you tell us if you've started work on your book with Dave already?
I've been working on it since September.
Okay.
So about, 9 months-ish? Yeah. Maybe a little less than that. Something along those lines. Yeah, I totally agree with you on the great thing of these about the books is that they are so each book is very much driven by the artist. It's not like Dave has given us a format and he's like, okay, every book needs to have this and every book needs to have that and every book needs to have, you know, step C, this other type of things. He's like, no, give me an outline of what you would like to talk about, what you want to kind of promote, what you want out there. And let's kind of figure out your book then. So like you were saying, well, there's the first set of three are out. The first one was Miniature Monthly. The second one was Kristoff. And then the third was Anna. Mm-hmm. And so it's three really different books. And now with the new set, I'm going to be in it. Tommy Sewell is going to be in it. And then Sinai is going to be in it. And once again, you got another three that, I mean, we approach things differently. And this is something I know Dave has planned for the future. I know he's already working on artists for the next round. So as time goes on, I mean, you're going to be on, you know, volume number 35 of the Art Of series, and you're going to have 35 different artists to pull from, what they like, how they approach problems. I mean, it's really quite an honor to get to participate in it.
Yeah, that definitely seems like it's going to be an incredible journey for those of us that are going to follow it. What kind of material are you wanting to put in your book? Like, what are your goals for your book?
Let's see. So my book, I very much focus on storytelling. I very much focus on diorama. So that's kind of the heart of the book. You know, there's a bit of an introduction about me in it. But then we talk about inspiration and how people can find inspiration. And then what do you do about your inspiration? How do you, you know, change that into becoming something physical, tangible? There's a section that we talk about storytelling and why I feel like storytelling is really important with art. And then there's also sections on what we call composition. So composition is the idea of how you place things within your diorama to make them more important. And there's a variety of, like, you know, things we go over with that. There's also another section that, you know, at the moment is just entitled Tools of the Trade, which kind of sounds a little boring, but like it literally goes through not only things like, you know, oh, I have files so I can do this, but it's like also things on like, okay, so I have this tool so I can produce this, like, hey, I need a treasure trove of gold coins. How do I make that? You know, and talking about how we have items that help us get these like little bits that we need to help help our scene. And then part of it's going to be a gallery, really just pictures of my pieces. But with each piece, or with most of them at least, it will also include a short story about what I was kind of thinking or what I wanted the piece to kind of tell, stuff like that.
Are you building this to be more of a, this is how you take your vision and render it physically? Or, like, I guess the question I'm curious about is this a how-to, or is this is how my mind works when I'm working through this?
It's probably 30-70. Okay. There's probably about a 30%er that's like maybe how to, and then there's like a 70%er on like, this is how my mind works. Here's how I get to these like conclusions. Mm-hmm. So if you would like to do these things and bring your own story to life, this is how I would approach it.
Okay.
Let me try to see if I can think of any. So like, for instance, there are definitely chapters on specific projects. Mm-hmm. Like the triptych with Fate and the Valkyrie and Valhalla. There is a section that we've already written that really walks you through, like, here's where I came up with the inspiration for this. Here's like showing you the sketches for it. Here's how I started building it. Here's how I started painting it. Here are the mistakes I made on it. Stuff like that. So it's kind of like a how-to. But then there's other chapters about, like I said, kind of like storytelling or composition that can be like, hey, so you want to tell a story. Here are some of the things that make a successful story, or here's how you can go about making a successful story. Or like with the composition, it'll be like, hey, here's how you can take a scene, the items in it, and say, for instance, you have three figures that you want to put in your like party or something like that. Composition can tell you where they should go in the diorama so that people naturally look at them instead of just looking at other things in the background.
Great. What is it that you kind of envision the reader really gaining from reading this book and going through that, other than, you know, a much greater appreciation for your work and how you think about things. But what's your goal for the reader to come away with?
I think my goal for the reader would be two things. One, I would hope they would read the book and then feel inspired or driven to go make their own story somehow. And then two, my hope for the book would be for them to be able to read it and be like, I now feel inspired. I want to tell this story. And Chris has given me the basics on how to start tackling that problem. But that would be my hope. I mean, that's like really kind of like the end goal in some ways for me with miniature art. Like I love it when I make a new story, and I love painting the piece and doing the journey with it and then putting it out there. But like when someone sees that piece and they're like, oh, you know, that looks really great. I love that. I'm like, oh, okay, that's good. I'm glad you do. And, you know, I'm glad you, it made you feel this or that or whatever. But when other people are like, hey, I saw this and I was inspired, and then I created this because of something I saw you do, that is like the end goal. It's like helping the community grow exponentially. That's one of the main goals.
That's fantastic. And I know from reading the other books, I've definitely gathered that type of appreciation for the other people's artwork. So I'm definitely looking forward to getting some very specific diorama-based, story-based composition advice for and inspiration for my own works, because I've got ideas bubbling around in my head and I don't always know how to execute them. So what I'm curious about is, while you were learning all of this, while you were developing your style, what were some of the things that you struggled with learning for your composition and things like that? And are you going to be talking about those types of struggles in the book as well?
I don't even talk about the struggles in the book. Yeah. In fact, actually, I think all of the kind of like how I did these have sections in them. They're basically like, this was a mistake, don't do this type thing. And whenever you do any project, there's going to be faults and mistakes. The best thing you can do is just try to not be worried about it, learn from it so you don't make it next time. But you can only fix so many of them before moving on to the next project. What was the part of that question?
No, I think that you actually answered my question. Just because For me, learning composition and those types of things has always been a struggle. So, just hearing about like how you're addressing how you learned that and the struggles you had in the book is going to be helpful.
I mean, like the best thing I can, one of the best things I can say with that was, as I was like learning, you know, I'm still learning. I mean, even now I still take private lessons from Alfonso and stuff like that. But like when I was like first learning, was part of it was being, quite frankly, bold enough to just be like, hey, I don't understand this, or what would you do to make this better? You know, how would you approach it and stuff like that? I honestly cannot think of anyone in the painting community that is going to be a jerk and shut you down. You know, like everyone is very approachable. They're always willing to talk about their techniques. So, I mean, you know, I would, when I first, I would say like the first big project that kind of put me on the map, so to speak, or something like that, was How to Train Your Dragon. And that's something I was like working on, and I was just kind of, you know, learning the basics and everything. And so I went to Jay Martin, who runs the historical and fantasy painter magazines. And like, you know, he walked me through some things on color theory and stuff like that, and really helped improve that project. And, you know, he taught me a lot of good lessons with that. And then when I went on to the next, apply those and build on it again. Yeah.
Great. So considering the success of these other book Kickstarters that Dave's done, has this had an effect on how you see books or the potential you see in books focused on miniature artists and miniatures? Because a lot of the books that we've had already are lots of instruction manuals. So I'm just curious if this has changed how you see those types of books and the potential behind them.
Yes and no. Let me see if I can try to cover all the points, I guess, I think with it. Okay, so right now, before Dave started doing this, you would have miniature art books produced by various artists, and they tend to fall in one of two categories. Either one, it's a technical book on here's how I did this, you know. For instance, like Ares Toolbox is a, you know, really good miniature painting book on various techniques and stuff like that. But it is very much just crunchy in that it's like, this is how you do, you know, blending. This is how you do color theory, stuff like that. Okay. On the other hand, you have books like the one that like, Russo put out, or like Roman and Raphael put out, which are very much more art books. And it's basically, here's my collection of things that I have done, sometimes like with little brief statements about them and stuff like that. But there's really no technical aspect in them. Okay. And then I feel like what Dave has been offering folks is something that's like in between that. Here is a chance for these artists to showcase their work, to kind of inspire you, to show things, you know, show what they have accomplished and put these, you know, pieces of art in print. But then at the same time, gives them the opportunity to talk about who they are so you can get to kind of know them. And then also like, hey, here, if they want to discuss it, are different techniques they use and how they approach art in their own unique way. And that's one of the benefits. I mean, you know, even now we're starting to see that with the second series that we're branching out and getting these different ideas. But by the time he gets to like series 4 or 5, I mean, what, by the time he gets to series 5, there'll be 15 different artists, all with different approaches for you to pull from. And the wealth of information is going to get huge. Kind of personally wise, not nearly to the scale that he has done it, but like I really enjoy Banshee's art book because it is this massive conglomeration of who Banshee is, his life, his actual artworks and what he thinks of it, but then also how he approaches things. And it's not, I mean, the book's not written as in here's how you blend technical type thing, but it is written in with things like as in, you know, here's a photo, but I would up all these colors and saturation to make it, you know, more eye grabbing and stuff like that. So it's this wonderful blend book. And I mean, like I said, mine's not going to be nearly to the volume size or in depth or level of his, but me is a really nice mix of a book.
With reading those, have you taken inspiration from those and how they've structured things to kind of guide how you're structuring your book?
Oh yeah, definitely. Like if I had to, I would say I kind of pulled from 3 different books. I love the mix that Alfonso has in his book of like, this is who I am. Here are some of the cool things I've done. Here are some of the like ways I approach my art. So like there's both this kind of crunchy component, but then there's also like, hey, here's just pretty things to look at and gallery type thing. So I like that balance. I really like Roman and Rath's book, like gallery. It's just literally picture after picture of their art with little stories. So to me, the gallery portion of my book is very much like that. It's just pictures, various shots of them, maybe some close-ups of certain things to show you elements that are not, you know, really readily easy to see, like on putty and paint and stuff like that. And then the stories that go along with them. But then also pulling from Antonio's book, the modeling stories and miniatures, which is definitely more crunchy in laying out how to build dioramas. I'm definitely taking things from him too, like lessons he taught me through his book, and trying to push those on towards the future. You know, like how to build your own story and stuff like that. So I mean, it's not equivalent to any of the three of them, but if it's a nice little mix of a little bit of all of them, that would be fantastic. I think that's what I would like to see.
So if you were given the chance after this book is completed, is there another book you'd like to do?
Yeah, I'd write a book on smoking meats and various foods. That's my second backup hobby. If I was to do another art book type thing, I would probably try to do one that's much more technical. Okay. And more so like the modeling miniature story art one. It's just, you know, layouts and tutorials and stuff like that.
Awesome. Well, I hope you're able to do those, because I sink my teeth into those types of technical books. I really enjoy those, but that'd be really cool to see.
Yeah, you'll probably from what I understand, talking with Sinai and talking with Tommy, I think Tommy's book is probably going to lean more towards technical aspect. Like, I think he plans on doing a lot of that, and also plans on doing a lot of talking about the community and how he approaches like teaching other people and stuff like that. So
excellent. That's super exciting. Okay. So given the best circumstances, the Kickstarter goes well and, you know, the book is received well, what would you consider to be the best possible outcome of being involved in this project?
Best possible outcome is I become rich and famous and don't have to work anymore. It'd be like the ultimate outcome of it.
The sense of
it's totally within the realm. For the book to be successful, what I would really just like to see is that people get it, people read through it, and they're like, hey, this was really cool. I saw some really beautiful eye candy in it, and I came away with some knowledge on how to tell my own stories, and I was inspired to create whatever. I think that to me would make it successful.
Fantastic. If you're listening and you get this book, if you back this Kickstarter and you get this book and you read through it and you produce something from this, make sure to tell Chris, because that's going to be super important.
Yes. You would make my day if you got the book, you read through it, and you produce something. You're like, yeah, this book inspired me to do this, Chris. And you like sent me a picture or something like that. I would be thrilled. And I mean, heck, even in all honesty, book, you're reading through it and you have questions, or you're like, feel inspired to do this, but I'm just not sure how to approach it. And you want to like message me on Instagram or on Facebook or something like that and talk about it. Let's talk about it. I love brainstorming and I'd be thrilled to do it.
Fantastic. So we've been talking about this Kickstarter. When does it go live?
Uh-huh. You go live on May 10th, and then it runs until just the beginning of June. So on May 10th, when we go live, you'll have the ability to purchase my book if you like. You also have the ability to purchase Tommy's book if you like, or purchase Sinai's. You can buy books individually. You can buy books as a group if you want. Like, there is a bit of a discount if you buy all three at once. There are hardback versions of the books. But there are also PDFs. If you prefer to do it that way, you can have that done too. And then I know Dave has got like some stretch goals and things like that worked out for everyone. We launch on May 10th, and I'm excited and a bit apprehensive to see how it goes.
I think it's going to be fantastic. I know that I'm definitely going to be looking into seeing if I can pick it up, just because the first three books have been absolutely amazing and really, really interesting. And I'm looking forward to seeing more insights into the three of you as artists and how you produce stuff. I'm not super familiar with the other two, so that's going to be a wonderful introduction to their work and their mindset. You and I have talked before. I've been in your classes and I've seen a bunch of your stuff, especially your ongoing progress through things. So it's going to be really interesting to read through and have kind of your knowledge distilled into that book. So I'm looking forward to it quite a bit.
If you want to check them out, on Instagram, you would find Tommy under the Miniature Mentor. And like the kind of the avatar for him is this orc pirate bust that he did. Then Sinai goes under the handle Nebruzon. It's like Nebrusion. Sinai and I are actually pretty decent friends. We got introduced through some like mutual friends. But Sinai is really great with colors. He does a lot of interesting, not only army work, but then like bust and stuff like that. I'm sure I've got a biased opinion and everything like that, but I think all three books will be fantastic. So.
Awesome. Well, I will definitely have both the Kickstarter information and the information to the different artists listed in the show notes. So if you're listening to the podcast right now and you want a link to that, this episode will be out either on the 10th or just before the 10th. So Kickstarter is either going right now or it is about ready to go. So make sure you go check out those links, check out the artists. Take a look at those and see if these books are going to be something that you think is going to be add value to your current work and your current process. I'm certainly excited about them. And Chris, I want to say thank you so much for coming onto the Miniature Podcast to talk about your book and your perspective on this. I'm really excited.
Just for anyone that's watching or that'll later be listening, I just want to plug one other thing because it's incredibly it's important. So there is this organization called the Nova Charity Foundation. They work with like Nova Open, stuff like that. The Nova Charity Foundation usually involves a large number of artists, illustration artists, miniature painting artists, stuff like that. And then they raise money for worthy causes every year. You can find them at NOCF if you look like on Instagram and stuff like that. This year, the proceeds of their raffle, which starts on May 15th, will be going to the Ukraine, Ukrainian refugees through Ukrainian Nova Open Charitable Foundation. And this year was an incredibly successful year for recruiting artists. Last time I talked with Sean, apparently we've had over 80 miniature artists join the group and stuff like this. And I am just lucky enough to be a participant. I did not organize this or do anything like that. A lot of this falls on Eric Swenson and Sean for the organization that they have done. But on May 15th, when that raffle goes live, one of the potential prizes you can go into a raffle for is to get the Marvel United board game, like the entire board game with all the Kickstarter exclusives and stuff like that. And a large number of those have been painted by various miniature artists around the world. I mean, Mark's painted for it, Eric's painted for it, Will Hans painted for it, Steve Garcia, Sinai, myself, Roman Lapat. I mean, and I'm already missing like a ton of other incredible artists who have done incredibly cool minis for this thing. So please just take the time to check it out.
Fantastic. Thank you for plugging that. I hope you enjoyed the interview. Thank you so much for listening. The Kickstarter for The Art of Volumes 4 through 6 by Dave Taylor is going live on May 10th, which should be the day after this episode is originally released. If you're listening to this episode soon after that or on that day, you can find a link to the Kickstarter in the show description. And just so we're entirely clear, this is not sponsored by them. I am not receiving any form of compensation for this interview. I did this because I really enjoy the book so far. Chris and Dave are both fantastic people. If you enjoyed this interview and any of the others we've done, please feel free to give us a review on Apple Podcasts or Podchaser. We really appreciate it. Until next time, remember that painting is good for the soul.